What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
Most people don't think of combining luxury with family vacations with giving back. And so our biggest challenge is making awareness. And so part of that is being on platforms like this to get that message out, that make people aware that actually you can travel in luxury and make a difference.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. We have another guest with us. His name is Christopher Hill. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Brianna. Thank you.
That's good to hear. We have another Wild Card Wednesday. Wild Card Wednesday is for you guys that know they may not necessarily fit our theme, but we still want to continue to support businesses and share their stories. So we are going to get right into our genuine conversation. Are you ready, Mr. Chris?
Bring it on, Brianna.
Awesome. So we usually start off with our conversations of who is the guest. So for you, who is Chris?
Gosh, where does one start? I am a father, I guess, first and foremost. I've got two boys, and that's Raphael and Gabriel, 12 and 14, and I'm married to my wife, Audrey, and we've got our dog, Labradoodle Zola, who's right next to me now, and I'm based in New Zealand in my 50s, and I've lived in including New Zealand, Australia, England and Canada, and am a lover of Dallas.
Love that. Alrighty, so I want to get into your business. I was reading a little bit about you. You've been traveling for a while now. You started off in finance. I want to know, what was your pivot from, this is traveling for a good time when I need to get away from finance, because my background is in accounting and finance as well, and it can get a little heavy, right? And so we need that escape. And so what made you pivot from doing the corporation and traveling just for fun to now making it a business?
Yeah, great question. Well, I was working in finance in London, and my first roommate in London, well, one of the two roommates, was a guy who actually moved down to South Africa while I was living there. And we kept in touch, and he ended up becoming a tour guide down in South Africa. And in my 6th year of living in London, he invited me down to travel around the country with him. And I thought, yeah, well, I already had the travel bug by that time, so I didn't need much convincing. So went down there, and he knew that I'd love travel and wanted really ideally to do something in the travel space. And so we were tossing around some different ideas. And one that I suggested to him was to combine sightseeing with giving back through volunteering. And he said, oh, yeah, that's, I like that. And actually, I've got a good friend who runs Habitat for Humanity down in Cape Town. Do you want me to see if he has any availability? Like, there's a build happening while you're down there. And I said, yeah, that'd be great. And as luck or providence would have it, there was a build happening at that time. And so I was able to get involved with it. And it changed my life. It added two real dimensions to travel for me that I hadn't experienced before. Firstly, I actually got to engage with the local people and hear their stories and share my own story with them and gain insights into their lives. And then secondly, it just felt great to actually make a difference to the lives of the family that we were helping alongside to build with. And so I got thinking, well, I've learned some good business skills. Why don't I put it into something I'd find a bit more meaningful and fulfilling and really enable others to have similar experiences to what I've just had? And so that was the pivotal moment, as you describe, for me that later became Hands Up Holidays.
Awesome. And with the name Hands Up Holidays, what made you choose that particular name?
Yeah, gosh. I mean, we really agonized over what to call it. But the reason we landed on it, it's a play on a hand up and not a handout. And then also hands up who wants to help is the idea.
That is very nice. Okay, so I want to take it back to the gentleman who introduced that partnership from Habitat for Humanity. Now that you have your business, right, how are you making those connections to now the people that you want to, or those organizations that you want to connect with now that you have your business? Because, of course, your friend at that time was that connection. So how are you making your own connections to make sure you continue this now through your own business?
Yeah, there's not really any one way that it's been done. But the commonality is that it is through connections and through relationships like my friend who in South Africa. You know, to give you an example, when I was about to launch, I was literally about to launch with just South Africa as our one destination and more or less a carbon copy of what I had experienced. And then I got some advice from someone in the travel industry who said, actually, in order to appeal to a wider audience and appear more credible, suggest that you delay your launch and get more destinations under your belt. And so that's what we ended up doing. And so I ended up traveling for a couple of years before launching and building these relationships. And as I say, the main way it happened was through connection. So for one example of that, there was just putting it out there, this is what we were doing. Someone said to me, oh, you should talk with Annette. She's just come back from a year in Bali, and she was working for Vodafone, and they had a Vodafone Foundation, and that actually funded for her to go and volunteer for a year in Bali. I mean, she could choose where to go, but she ended up choosing Bali in Indonesia. And so I just grabbed the coffee with her, and she said, yeah, I was working for this organization that prepares prosthetics for people with missing limbs in Indonesia. And she said, but as a sort of a side operation, what the charity does also is they build disabled accessible bathrooms for paraplegics. And my ears really pricked up at that. And so I went out to Bali and participated in one of these builds. And it's really quite remarkable what is done there. They, in Bali, because it's a Hindu island, if you're born with a disability, it can be considered bad karma. And so you can lead very isolated, lonely lives because you sort of can be hidden away from the rest of society. And so to be able to bring a measure of dignity and independence in this, you know, very personal area of going to the bathroom was really profound for me. And so that's one of our projects that we've been running for, you know, about 20 years now. But it's just one example of really our process has been putting out the connections to see, you know, what ideas there are, and then going and visiting and always going with the approach of not having any agenda or any preconceptions of what should be done in that community, but just asking what their needs are and taking it from there.
I love that. Okay, so for our business owners that are listening, a lot of times marketing is one of the difficult things of pretty much sharing the good news of what business owners do for the consumers or their clients or their customers, right? How are you spreading the good news to people to let people know that you're not only traveling, but this is a global impact that you're doing? How are you sharing this with people to get them to sign up and getting them excited about it as well?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much you name the marketing technique and we've tried it. We were very fortunate when we launched to get, you know, some good publicity. And so and I, so we launched in 2006, and in those early years we were in Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times, we were in the New York Times, we were on CNN, we won Travel and Leisure's Global Vision Award in 2008, and so that's been fantastic. That's, you know, PR has been great. In fact, I was just in Las Vegas about 3 weeks ago doing what I would describe as sort of speed dating with the media. Had, I think, 25, 15-minute appointments with people from Rob Report or Condé Nast Traveler or Afar and so on. So that was that has been good as well. You know, we've used Facebook and Instagram to varying degrees of success. SEO has been pretty good for us, if you call that marketing, particularly if people are already of the mindset that they want to do a luxury family vacation that includes some volunteering, and they put those sort of keywords into Google, then they'll find us. Our challenge is most people don't think of combining luxury with family vacations with giving back. And so our biggest challenge is making awareness. And so part of, you know, that is being on platforms like this to get that message out, that make people aware that actually you can travel in luxury and make a difference. What else? Oh, trade shows or sort of consumer travel shows has been quite good as well. We've done those. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. So my other question is, during your time span of being a business owner, what is one lesson that you've learned along the way that you still use today, or you've shared that lesson with someone else?
I would say it's, one thing that I didn't mention in terms of marketing techniques, which I probably falls in that category, is word of mouth. And absolutely. I think our way of success with that has been to surprise and delight our customers. And that's really been from the get-go, that we include something in the trip that they don't expect, which could be a room category upgrade. It could be a bottle of champagne on arrival. It might be a massage treatment, or it might be, you know, that we surprise them with they think it's going to be a morning hike, but it turns out to be a beautiful champagne breakfast, something like that. As I say, surprise and delight the client helps with, I think, generating loyalty, which then helps with repeat customers, but then also word of mouth.
Awesome. Okay. And so we have the marketing, right? And you, I want to also go back to what you mentioned as far as creating that experience for the customer. Walk us through the process of when they sign up, they're now asking questions, you know, what's all included in this? Because I've never done anything like this before. What is that process from when they actually find your website to now actually moving forward with getting the arrangements of the travel?
The most typical way is that a guest will fill out our Plan My Trip form on our website, which is really quite a comprehensive form in terms of gathering information that enables me to then kickstart the conversation with the client. So it asks things like where you'd like to go, when you'd like to go, how long for, also what ways of helping you'd like to do. Our typical things are house building, repairs and renovations, teaching, and wildlife conservation. And then if you have some sort of specific skills, such as medical skills, then those can be utilized as well. And then also finding out what you like to do when you're not doing the service part, so on your regular part of the vacation. And so this is, you know, anything ranging from street food tours to zip lining to whitewater rafting to mountain biking, whatever the case is. It's like you tick the box of things that interest you. And then so that form, all of them come to me, and I personally look after all of them, all our client inquiries. And so we'll then look at the information that's provided and either jump on a phone call with them, or get back to them by email. And really, it's just a case of, oh, you've said you want to go to, you're interested in going to Costa Rica, Kenya, and Vietnam in, I don't know, in July. And I say, you know, let's keep it simple. And I'd point out that Costa Rica and Vietnam, it's the rainy season there. So maybe we want to focus on Kenya, you know, just for example. So it's just that sort of way it happens. You know, I'll look at the information and just give them my recommendations based on the information they've provided, and then get to the point of creating one or more itineraries for them to look at. And if they like the look of that, then they might want some tweaking to do, or they might just say, yeah, this is great, let's get it priced and book it from there.
Very nice. So I do want to ask you another question when it comes to the volunteering experience. Like you mentioned before, when it comes to luxury, it's like, oh, I know I want to do this. I have these big plans. But now adding the component of volunteering and giving back to the local community, I want to know from your standpoint, in an experience that you can share with us today, what was the situation where the volunteering happened, but you actually heard from the locals, like what an experience it was for to see tourism actually be interactive with them and to see them come and actually wanting to give back? Have you heard anything from local communities just, you know, being grateful for the collaboration and the partnerships?
Yeah, having the relationships with both our clients and the communities is really key for us, and both ideally in an ongoing way. So yeah, we always get the feedback from both sides, both the client and the community. And that's crucially important, because we need to know that what we're doing is still something that's valued, and we're invested in these communities for the long term as well. So it's not just a in and out sort of situation. So we're there, and they're partners with us in this. And so, yeah, their feedback is vital.
And what does global impact mean to you?
It means making a difference in a positive way across the world. And so it's a big thing for one person, but if there are multiple people, collectively, we can make a global impact.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so when it comes to the company itself, I know we've talked about experiences, we talked about partnerships, we talked about building relationships as well. Outside of what we can see on your actual website, what would be, like, if you could say one word or a statement, what would be the actual mission? Even if you had to pivot here and there, because I know I've talked to some people say, oh, if you asked me like 3 weeks ago till today, it's kind of different. So if you could explain outside of your website, right? Because we can always put things on our website. To you personally, as the CEO, the founder, and you having your own experience, right? What would you say would be your mission?
The word that springs to mind is transformation. And that's, again, coming back to what I said in terms of we have to get feedback from both our clients and from our communities. And the idea is that there's transformation in both. And to a large extent, the volunteering is really the vehicle. Only it's the vehicle to facilitate that interaction and exchange and facilitate the transformation. And so it's where our clients can, as I say, engage with another culture, do a deep dive into that culture and be enriched by it. And also, you know, an exchange of ideas and learning as well. And that makes us all richer. And I think in our increasingly divisive world that we're in, there can be a lot of, I'd say, othering of people, and that robs them of their humanity. But I think with what we're setting up, or what we're doing, is facilitating, but by facilitating that engagement, you can never dehumanize someone again or other someone again. And so for me, it's that transformation which is really powerful.
I love that so much. All right, Chris, well, tell the people how they can get in contact with you as far as social media, LinkedIn, website, if they want a consultation, all those things. Tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Thanks, Brianna. Our website is probably the best port of call, which is handsupholidays.com. I mean, we are on the socials, as I mentioned, on Instagram and Facebook under Hands Up Holidays. But they all work. But if you want a direct way to me, it'll be through the website. As I say, any inquiry that comes through to me personally, and I'd love to be of assistance.
I love that. You know what? As you mentioned that, because I was going to come to an end, but you've mentioned you are super hands-on. And I've noticed a lot of times people are like, I want to be an absent CEO. I want to have people in these departments. I want to be operational to make sure everything goes properly, but I don't want to be so hands-on. What makes you continue? Because like you said, you've been doing this for years. What makes you want to continuously still be involved? So the inquiries, like you mentioned, comes directly to you versus a secretary or a department that will handle all the inquiries. What makes you say, hey, I'm still going to take care of this?
Great question. I think it comes back to what we've just been talking about around getting that feedback from clients and communities to see that transformation. Was what gets me out of bed every morning. And so I love to be hands-on because then I'm helping to make that transformation. And that's so, it comes back to what I, you know, spoke about. The reason for starting it was I wanted to do something meaningful and fulfilling. And so this is where it happens for me, is in creating these dream itineraries that are mutually beneficial for clients and communities. And yeah, I just thrive on creating those and then getting that feedback afterwards.
And I see the joy in your face, and I love that for you. Like, you can tell you truly and genuinely enjoy what you do. And that's a blessing, because a lot of times people go to work and they're not loving it, right? But you wake up and this is something that gives you purpose. It's what it sounds like to me.
Absolutely.
And so I love that. I love that. Well, Chris, is there anything you feel like I missed today? Any type of extra nuggets you want to give the people that's listening or watching today?
No, I think it's been pretty comprehensive, Brianna.
Yeah, we did a good breakdown, I think.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, Chris, I want to thank you so much for your time. I am going to make sure that we have all the links that he mentioned today in the episode in the show notes. So make sure you click and support however you can. Reach out to him if you have any inquiries. And we are excited to see what happens. But again, if you guys are listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you for listening to What's Good Podcast. And we will see you guys next time. Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.